Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
You know, there in time will be more thoughts and reflections from what we all saw in Terry Moren's basketball Hoosiers, that almost near miraculous comeback last Friday against South Carolina that fell short. It's certainly clear that the future remains extremely bright for, well, Chloe Moore McNeil, Yarden Garzone, Sydney Parrish. That's not a bad trio.
I think it put us on the map, and I think people realize what Indiana basketball is, and we didn't want to go out without a fight.
Sydney Parrish and the rest of the crew will be watching Sarah Scalia compete as one of eight in Thursday night's 35th annual three-point competition from the Grand Canyon University Gymnasium out in Phoenix. It'll be on ESPN starting at 9 o'clock Thursday night. Sarah, of course, set earlier this year that single season 103 triples record, ranking fourth nationally. First team all Big Ten. She scored three or more threes in a game 21 times this past year. Final Four all set for the women in Cleveland starting Friday night. South Carolina, North Carolina State, and Iowa and UConn. Pacers in Brooklyn handled them the other night. They're playing in Brooklyn tonight. Mark Boylan is pregame at 7. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
You know, one thing we're finding out about new football coach Kurt Cignetti is this. He's pretty straightforward. He's a straight shooter, gets to the point, not a lot of coach speak. Doesn't waste your time, doesn't waste his time. Pretty doggone direct, which is kind of refreshing at these media gatherings post-spring practice.
It's starting to look like more like the practices we're accustomed to. You can hear the pads cracking, but the energy level has been excellent. I'm not going to tell you about the quarterback rotation. From here on out, I may not really be very open about it. Although I am impressed with Rourke's progress. He just looks like the last two practices he's been functioning, looking like a high-level quarterback.
Coach Kurt talking about Ohio transfer, Curtis Rourke, of course. Remember Taven Jackson and Center Grove? Four-star signee Tyler Cherry. He continues to get some reps with the 1-2 team offenses, but they're not pushing his development just yet. First scrimmage is Saturday, spring game the 18th at 8 o'clock. Thought for this Wednesday, to give anything less than your best is to, well, sacrifice the gift. Pacers tonight and the Nets in Brooklyn. Mark Boylan is pregame at 7. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.